Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We are on our second to the last day of completing the entire book of Hebrews into poetry. Tomorrow we'll conclude Hebrews completely as we move on to another book. I haven't studied the spirit in that manner yet, but we'll surprise everyone on Saturday morning, I believe. But today, we're in Hebrews 13. Our practice begins in verses 18 through 21. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a clear conscience, wishing to act rightly in every aspect. I especially asked for your prayers that I may be restored to you very soon. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. May he carry out in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Living the will of God sees his name in Spanish joined to yours, yet read as cruz truly means cross. Joined to my being as his love, faith, and hope of his mercy. We beg in the name of Jesus. Amen. We ask for prayer as much as we tell others that Jesus loves them. One wise mother named Angelica once said, "Tell at least one person each day that Jesus loves them." Even strangers, even though the reaction may be hostile with an unusual luck you, that I refer to being only blessings, for I believe not in luck, but the grace of God to give me the reality of he who suffered to forgive my sins. Amen. I was thinking of beginnings and ends where your conscience clear who lives in a state of grace, even though we can't have what others control, we must remember to always be inclusive, never shunning, no matter the shame, to build up the kingdom of God, realizing to limit is to lack the opportunity to teach another the beauty of his will, living with all intentions of sharing his good, his grandeur, his grace, grappling not for haste, but for Christ's honey, of sharing the miracles of faith, seen and unseen, where angels are entertained unknowingly for some, yet known by others, seen as the grace of being one in Christ. Are you one in Christ? Do you see his angels and converse openly? Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. And we pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the others dealing with this war in Ukraine as we pray for those who have nobody to pray for them today. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, and the programs that we'll be implementing there soon. or being a part of teaching the truth of the faith. We pray for Holy Mother Church that we will present in each and every way. We pray for those who are in control of others, who are tearing down the church instead of building it up. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 13. We're in verses 18 through 21 this morning, the two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Us Pray For Our Conscience Clear Confidence. Us pray for our conscience clear confidence. Respect everyone. Rightly act, giving his completeness. Prayers asked for, especially soon, return to you by expedience. Peace of God enlighten you, of shepherd great forgiveness. Covenant eternal Lord Jesus furnishes only good, will his due to each and every one. Pleasing him out, carrying Christ Jesus as we should. Amen, his glory of the everlasting Son. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 2nd, 2022. I'm recording this morning. Crack of dawn at 5:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, just a reminder that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today as we lift up in prayer each and every day a novena to share the grace of God as we pray. And this is for those who are in charge of making decisions each and every way to build up to the church, not tear it down, letting others participate and play. Be a part of what the church means in all aspects, no matter the sinner, no matter the shame. Bring them in and let them be a part of what building the kingdom of God around you without sin. That's really what it's all about, we pray each day. And sharing those who mean the most to us, as we say hello and blessings to our good friend John and Marie, and closing in a novena of times for the Lord. 909 in Jesus' precious name. Thanks for joining us. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, it's 909.